have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. All right, moving the needle. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina moving the needle this day as we wrap up on this brand new day, wrap up this, what has turned into a series on habits, on finding and replacing. I wish I would have called this series Search and Destroy, because that's what we want to do when it comes to bad habits, inefficient habits, ineffective habits. And I say ineffective and inefficient because when we participate in the activities of habits that are negative, meaning they don't bring us any good, they don't move us towards our greater good, our dreams, our hopes, our goals, our wishes and desires, they simply have to go. They don't serve a purpose in our lives. Now, there's habits that we do that do serve a purpose, and those are not what we're talking about. Over these last few days, I've invited you to do an inventory, to look inside, to step outside of you, become that observer, take an objective look at your life, your day, your week, your month, and examine your habits. Those really, really nasty habits, I think we don't really have to be that objective because we know what they are. Perhaps we've been working on removing them, extracting them, unacquiring them for a lifetime. But see, what happens is these habits that we have, big ones, little ones, nasty ones, inefficient ones, ineffective ones, they group together. They kind of form a little conglomerate, and we call them paradigms. They keep us locked in our comfort zone, where we are, in the old ways of being and doing. So we have to form new habits that move us in a positive direction, moving us into the life we would love to live. And as we consider what would satisfy that longing and discontent in our life, as we consider what are our big dream goals, we know we have to do some adjustment on our activities and on the habits that we have in our lives that are holding us back. So what I have suggested here, and it's turned into a series that's lasted all week long as I record this, it's a Saturday morning. Excuse me. It's a Saturday morning, and I started this on Monday, so I think this is episode 15, so we'd have to go back to like episode 11, or you can just kind of scroll back on the website, thegenesisfrequency.com, and take a look there, because this is really good stuff. I really, really believe this is good stuff, and I think I will go back, re-record this without time and date stamps, and perhaps make a product out of it. But what we've been doing, and what I've been suggesting, is to form new habits intentionally that have a foundation, that are rooted, based, and grounded on principles for attracting and creating success and prosperity and wealth in our lives. And I borrowed for this week a list, 24 items on this list, adapted from 50 Prosperity Classics by Tom Butler Bowden. So he's not really the author of these things, and I'm not familiar with Tom's work. I just found this out there as a... I think somebody gave it to me, actually. But looking at it, it is borrowed because we see these things. They're not proprietary. We see them all over the place. But the work that we're doing here, we're not just reading them and say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I should apply it in my life. We're actually taking this, assimilating it, embodying it, and forming a habit based around that. So some really, really, really neat things have developed this week. So I encourage you to look back over or listen back over the last few episodes and find what really resonates with you in your life and start to go to work on replacing those old habits with new habits rooted and grounded on some of these principles. Probably can't do all of them, but there will be something that really resonates with you. Yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's the light bulb's going off. That's what I'm going to work on. I'm going to take that one as my foundation. For instance, perhaps it's praise and bless, whatever you have, and imagine it growing. That was 0.9. So maybe it's that one, and then you say, how do I build a new habit around that? And then you develop some kind of practice in your life, and then you stick to it. It takes about 21 days to really change a habit, to really get that ingrained within you. Even longer to just make it stick. I like to stick with the 40 days. It's got biblical meaning, 40 days, 40 nights. We all know that. Stick with it. Stick with it. It might be a little tough at first because that old habit is going to go probably kicking and screaming. Think about it. You know, if you had one of those nasty habits like me, like maybe it was biting your fingernails or using tobacco or whatever else, drinking too much beer, you know, they go kicking and screaming. So we got to stick with the new habit and we got to focus it. And whenever those triggers come up that we're going to move into that old habit or participate in the activity, the non-productive activity of that old habit, that trigger's got to redirect us. It's got to redirect us to our new habit. So we have to be on guard. We have to be really focused, especially during these first 21 days. And after the 21 days, it should get much easier as it'll be an automatic. See, the emotion moves it into the subconscious mind. And in that subconscious mind, the executive director takes charge, which is the subconscious mind, and knows nothing else. It says, well, this is what we're supposed to do now. And then that becomes the norm. So we're wrapping up this list today. We've gone through 20 the preceding episodes right before this one. So the last four on this list, 21, is trust your inner guidance. Now we're not saying these just to look at principles. Trust your inner guidance. Okay, so how do I make a habit out of trusting my inner guidance? Well, maybe one of your habits is, as soon as a condition, a circumstance, or a situation arises that is unfamiliar to you, is agitating, annoying, upsetting in any way, rather than always moving back to that fear. Remember, one of our principles was refuse to let fear run your life. Let that come up for you. But building a new habit, trust your inner guidance. Maybe your new habit is to before you react, form a new habit of responding appropriately after you take 3 deep breaths, closing your eyes, and then just repeating this principle. I trust my inner guidance to show me the way. Turn this principle into an affirmation. The new habit is, I am no longer going to react. I'm going to respond appropriately after I take 3 deep breaths, close my eyes, and affirm 3 times. I trust my inner guidance to show me the way. Beautiful new habit. Beautiful. Simple. I didn't write these down. I just, you know, they're just dropping in. Develop your own. Make it your own. Do what works in your life. But see how simple that was? I had gave no thought to this until this. We came to it till I flipped on that mic switch and started recording. So it's really a simple process. It's not hard work to decide what the new habit will be, then select the foundation of that new habit, which is the principle, and then discern, develop, decide what the new habit actually is. In this case, it's I'm going to take 3 deep breaths, I'm going to close my eyes, I'm going to affirm 3 times, I trust my inner guidance to show me the way. And I'm going to do that anytime I'm faced with a situation that is irritating, annoying, agitating, upsetting, rather than reacting. This is the way I will respond. I will respond with myself inwardly. Beautiful. I'm going to take that one for myself right there. I love that. Number 22, don't be afraid to be different. Oh, this is a whole nother episode here. Don't be afraid to be different. Again, this is the principle. What's the habit? But don't be afraid to be different. So many of us just follow the herd blindly like zombies. Look at the world around you. We are living in a world of unconscious competence. People can get by and get through their day, and in some cases we scratch our head, don't we? Just saying, how do they get by? They're just on autopilot like a zombie moving around. And you know what? What do we do? What do we all do? We're faced with a decision. We're not sure what to do. We go ask somebody else as if they have a better answer than we would find by trusting that inner guidance, right? Kind of goes with that one before that. But we keep asking others that are perhaps, I'm not saying everyone, but perhaps they're unconscious too. And maybe they're, maybe we're a little bit more awake than them, and we can trust that inner guidance, right? So don't be afraid to be different. Don't follow the herd. Take a different path. Walk to the beat of a different drummer. Take the high road. Don't be afraid to be different. Be uniquely you. You know, there's a saying, you are unique just like everybody else. Well, don't be afraid to be different in any way that your heart is calling you to be different. We all worry what other people think, don't we? I wonder what they're going to think. Who cares? What other people think is none of your business. Don't worry about it. So the new habit, this one is one that could be a principle and a habit. I am going to walk this day unafraid to be different, unafraid of other people's opinions, being truly what I believe I am, and walking and standing in that power. Another really good one. Number 23 is all wealth is created in the mind. Oh, perfect. All wealth is created in the mind. It truly is. We have to accept it in consciousness. We have to accept our prosperity, our success in consciousness, have an idea of it. What does it look like? Form an image of it and walk in the energy of that image. Walk in that picture at all times. We have to create it there first. Otherwise, we won't be accepting it in the physical world of form. So all wealth is created in the mind. What's the old habit that's got to go? It's pretty obvious to me here. The old habit that's got to go is the constantly affirming that I hear all the time. People affirming their lack and limitation by saying, I can't afford it. I can't afford it. The price is too high. Compared to what? I can't afford it. Over and over and over again, they're just affirming lack. Think about it. We probably all do it, or have done it from time to time, affirming our lack. That's a bad, nasty, filthy, ugly habit that's got to go. I can't afford it. Those are bad words. Yeah, you can't afford it. Go get it. You're going to spend the money anyway. Did you know that? So don't. The bad habit you got to get is any of those affirmations that affirm lack and limitation. Get rid of them right now. Know that all wealth is created in your mind. We are creatures that can think. We have thought. Thought is so powerful. We are so powerful. We also have the faculty of our imagination. Build it in your mind. Everything has to get built in your mind first. Everything we see, everything we touch, taste, smell, hear, was first created in someone's mind. Think about it. The automobile, the car, the bed, the house, created in the mind as an idea first. Create the wealth in your mind and then live from that idea. That is the new habit. I will live from the wealth that I create in my mind. I will live in the energy of that. I will feel wealthy as I have felt it in my imagination. Create the picture in your mind. Feel it. And then you'll feel it real by walking in the energy of it. This is really what this whole series, this is really what this whole show is about, the Genesis Frequency. So you'll hear more of that as we go on episode after episode after episode, because it's all about energy. It's all about vibration. So all wealth is created in the mind. Get rid of the old habits that affirm lack and limitation. And finally, let's get a drum roll out here for a drum out for a drum roll. Be a person of integrity and good character. It's so easy to listen to podcasts like this, other recordings, videos, read inspirational material, and feel real, real good. It's easy to sit in our homes and meditate and say, there's no place like home, 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 right? So easy to be in that center of love, but moving through those doors, what are we? Are we a person of integrity or good character? Integrity is simply being in alignment with the goodness that you are, with the goodness, the greatness, the awesomeness of this universe when nobody's around and when people are around. And that good character, I think we all know what good character and integrity mean. This isn't a show about defining those, but the principle is be a person of integrity and good character. So maybe the habit that has to go is maybe we're one of those persons that has a long commute, and when we walk out that door, we move from that place of there's no place like home into this beast that gets behind the wheel and flips the international hand signal to every person we meet that isn't driving the way that we think they should be driving, right? Maybe that's the habit. This person, this thing that we turn into when we let the annoyances in our life really get to us, well, that's really out of our true character. We're just expressing ourselves, reacting emotionally. So there's the habit. We react emotionally at times. The new habit, maybe it's to breathe a little bit and find that inner guidance. But the principle that we choose to build a new habit on is to be a person of integrity and good character. You get to decide, as always, with every single one of these, what the new habit will be. That's it for our list, forming new habits based on a foundation of principles, success and prosperity and wealth principles. Go back and give these a lesson. They're very, very powerful. Identify your bad, nasty, filthy, disgusting. Maybe I'm going a little overboard there, but I'm glad we're wrapping this up within a week's time period. But go back, do that inventory, decide, discern what's got to go. You probably already know what it is, and decide to build new good habits based on these foundations, these principles. You do that, you're going to make a rapid quantum leap. Talk about moving the needle in your life. Just this simple step alone will have a profound impact on the results you start seeing showing up in your life. Hey, let's talk about it. Message me, email me, text me. Whatever you want, let's schedule a consultation to talk about your big dreams. Let's talk about where you're stuck. Consultation's free. Why not set up an appointment? Let's have a conversation about it. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, and you have been listening to The Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much.